Still picking up the pieces. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, the damage to the timber and the crops and just miles of fencing. I don't know of anybody in this area that's a producer that does not have some sort of damage.
The storms that ripped through several West Tennessee counties this past week has left a lot to clean up. At least one person was killed and many millions of dollars in property damage and power still trying to be restored for some. Former Commissioner of Agriculture Dade Templeton, who farms in McNairy County, says he can't remember a storm with this much impact.
You know, when I was county mayor, we had a couple of pretty significant storm events in the county, and I lived through an F3 tornado back in 91. But by far, from a standpoint of cleanup and damage, I believe this is the most significant event. And, you know, the thing about it, Lee, it just came out of nowhere. We were expecting that wind gust Saturday afternoon that the weather service had forecast, but nobody realized what was going to happen.
On a path from Houston, Mississippi to Camden, Tennessee, lots of damage to homes and businesses, but also lots of farm damage. From cotton fields to timber, the storms were devastating. Wes Ash has cattle and timber also in McNairy County.
Well, what made it so bad in there, it blowed over a lot of big trees and foundation trees, and with that, on houses, on fences, fence rows and stuff like that. So basically, just about every bit of our perimeter fence was torn down.
Another hard-hit area was Decatur County. Farm Bureau Insurance Manager Brent Lay says they're still processing over 400 claims there.
It's the worst I've ever seen in over 35 years of business. And of course, 400 claims is not a lot in a metropolitan county, but in a rural county, it's pretty devastating. No electricity, 6,000 people out of power. A lot of people didn't have water.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.